Thanks for coming out, everybody. Really pleased to announce our offensive staff. There will be a couple new additions in here, and I think our PR staff will hand out a release and some bios on a couple guys. I'm going to start with Rick Dennison, our offensive line run game coordinator. Really enjoying having Rick here in the fold. I think the guy is a super impressive coach, a brilliant guy. You talk to him, his understanding of scheme and technique has been really cool as we dive into some of our conversations. So thrilled to have Rick here. Andrew Janoco is going to stay in that offensive line room as our assistant offensive line coach. He does a great job. I'm really pleased to have him there. He sees the game from a couple different perspectives, which I think is important, and really looking forward to working again with Andrew. Christian Jones is one of our new offensive quality control coaches. Christian is coming to us from the University of Texas. Sorry, Coop. He's was a GA there for a year, played wide receiver at Northwestern. Bright, young coach. We got the man right here, Gary Kubiak, is our assistant head coach, offensive advisor. You know, Coach Kube is somebody that, as a young coach years ago, I sat, and still a young coach, I hope, but sat down and watched his offense and really just admired what the guy did with the offensive football team. Marrying the run and the pass game, which is a big part of who we are right now. And that's just, I remember sitting there and watching, trying to watch it, understand how he's running those keepers back then. So now I got the guy in the room with us. And that's the coach. And then I can just tell you the person, the guy's reputation is sterling, as I'm sure all of you know. So pleased and excited to work with Coach Kube. Clint Kubiak, working with the quarterback. So Clint and I know each other well, worked together closely with Clint a few years back. He's as hardworking as there is in the business. I love his demeanor. I think he's going to be great for the quarterback room. He's going to be great for Kirk. They're going to really hit it off. He knows a ton about football. He's worked with wide receivers before, quarterbacks. So, again, a good perspective. Brian Periani is our tight ends coach, somebody that I got to know when I was in the tight end circuit there for a few years. Just his, you look at the players that have played for Brian over the years, and it's an impressive group. A productive group, and it's been really fun having Brian part of this. A.C. Patterson is our other offensive quality control coach, so we have two offensive quality control coaches. A.C. was here the last couple of years in our minority fellowship internship program. He's coming most recently from Portland State, where he's coached running backs, offensive line, tight end. So a really well-rounded young coach that I'm really looking forward to working with. Drew Petzing is moving over to wide receivers, so he'll be our wide receivers coach. Drew's been here with me for a few years. Again, kind of the theme there. He's worked with running backs. He's worked with quarterbacks. He's worked with wide receivers. He coached defense in college. So he kind of was our resident defensive expert for us. So it's, again, I think he's going to work really well with that room. That room knows him, has heard him stand at the front of the room and talk, install, and talk about the upcoming opponent. So really looking forward to working again with Drew there at the wide receivers. I think he'll do a great job. And then finally, last but not least, Coach Polamalu, Kennedy Polamalu, the running backs coach, who I know everybody knows well, best in the business. KP's demeanor is great for our running backs. It's great for our offensive staff. And, again, just really it's a great group. You know, Coach Zim and Rick, I worked with these guys, and it was a great process putting this together, and I think we're really pleased with our final product. Any questions?
Kevin, when did the prospect first come up on your radar of adding Gary to the staff?
I don't remember exactly when. I just will tell you, as from my perspective, a first-time coordinator, I would have been foolish not to go do everything in our power to bring a guy who's been in 7 Super Bowls as a player and a coach, called the plays, and the last time won the Super Bowl. So as a resource for me, again, I can't tell you how lucky I am as we're putting – our system together. We talked previously about pulling apart and putting it together. Well, as we put this together, I have a resource sitting right next to me who's done it and done it at a high level, and it's just been really pretty special.
Was it more, you know, he was available, let's try to bring him in, or we need someone in this role first and then go find him?
Yeah, I don't specifically remember how that happened. I just know when it was available with Coach Zim, myself, with Rick, again, we said this is a no-brainer. We got to make this happen.
What are some of the key things that you hope to learn from him and that you have already learned from him?
Yeah, I think, not getting too specific, I'll just tell you, as a resource, Coach Kube has done it at a really high level, has called it, has coached quarterbacks. So there's times in the run game or in the pass game, it could be a play action, could be a movement where I think Coach has a unique perspective that has really, I can tell you just from being in our meeting room these past few weeks and as we go forward, it's been really, really helpful.
How do you balance using him as a resource but also making the offense your own?
I think it's the Vikings offense. You know, I think Coach Kube and I, again, see the game pretty similarly. And I think there's a very open and honest dialogue with Coach and with Rick Dennison and Clint Kubiak. I think all of us are in there, and I should mention Coach Zim. I mean, Coach Zim sits in our meetings and gives us a different perspective. So I think that's really healthy to have that. And I can just tell you, again, having been in our room now, the dynamic is outstanding. And I'm really looking forward to our staff.
In January, you talked about the shared vision that you were going to have with Coach Zimmer. How does Gary fit into that in the role as an associate head coach with you and Coach Zimmer?
Yeah, I think I'll let Coach speak to that also, but I just think we all kind of see the game the same way. So we sat in our meeting room as a staff with Coach Zimmer in there and said, who do we want to be moving forward? And I think everybody – there's no secret amongst that staff where we are and what we're going to be moving forward. So, again, I can just tell you that having sat in there and gone over the run game and the protections and we're kind of – we've hit it all, I can just tell you that there's a very unified vision moving forward.
Kevin, how helpful is it that a lot of members of the staff have worked together in the past already, so that coming in with a baseline chemistry per se?
Correct. I think that's helpful, and I think it's helpful as we – talk and as we have discussions, there's a history in a bunch of different ways with us, and I think it's a very it's a shared respect too. So I think it helps in as we have our conversations and as we decide what we want to be. I think it's really helpful that everybody knows where we're coming from and it's there's some respect across the board.
Are the responsibilities as far as play calling set in stone? Will you be calling plays?
Yes.
Throughout Gary's career, he's gotten career years out of all sorts of quarterbacks. What is it about the Kubiak offense that helps a quarterback?
Yeah, I think Coach, again, kind of the more for the focus of us moving forward, where we want to help our quarterback is we want to be, and I talked about it, and it's something that I think that we all believe in, is we just want to be unpredictable. So I think we want to be a run team. We want to be a pass team. We want there to be that marriage of the run and the pass game, and I think that's something that Coach kind of has hung his hat on over the years, and that's going all the way back to his days. You know, it's pretty cool when you're telling stories and they're linking all the way back to Bill Walsh, I think is pretty cool.
Are you looking for a certain kind of player now in free agency and in the draft? You know, has that changed at all now that Gary's on and what maybe more of a run style offense?
I think we as a staff have sat with Rick and with the personnel group and kind of outlined the specific players that will fit what we're doing moving forward. So certainly I think that knowledge helps as we start the free agency program and as we get into the draft. I think certainly those conversations have helped.
Given the offense is complete now, or are you still kind of working through some of the details of it?
I think we're working through the details. Luckily, we have till April 15th before the players get back, and we have to hand them a book. But we are, I mean, we're being diligent about this thing. We started with the run game, and we went over every run, and a lot of that, I mean, it's ad nauseum, and we're trying to, just so that there's really, when we've started, and we're all on the same page at that micro level, I think will serve us well moving forward.
Kevin, you mentioned Bill Walsh, but how much does Coach Kubiak's history with the Shanahans, both Mike and Kyle, two guys that Kirk knows very well, help kind of build that relationship?
I think that all helps. I think Kirk, it's no secret, Kirk came up under Coach Shanahan, both Coach Shanahan's, and had some success in that system. There's a lot of similarities in what he was doing then and what we're doing forward. And then there's a couple, obviously, you evolve, and I would hope year to year, and I'd hope really week to week, that our offense looks a little bit different.
Kevin, how does a run game coordinator work with all that you're doing?
So Rick Dennison, again, thrilled that Rick's here because Rick has really been in charge of that run game. And what that allows us to do is when we get into game plan mode, Rick is really at the forefront of it. Of course, there are going to be ideas from everybody. Kennedy Polamalu, Brian Perriani, but Rick's kind of in charge of putting that game plan together. And then we sit with Rick and we say, all right, let's look at the formations that you have, and we're going to build off that, and we're going to build these schemes, these passes off of that. But it really, Rick, I think in the game plan world of coordinating a run game, I couldn't be more pleased with having Rick Dennison doing that.
Does it take more time to put that game plan together when you got two guys kind of looking at different things, or is it streamlined?
I think it's streamlined. I think that's why we have all these meetings right now, so that we're all on the same page. But I think just in terms of the divvying up jobs and how we're going to attack a week, I think Rick certainly, when we're game planning, and even now, he's the expert in the run game, and we're talking through the what the run calls are and talking about what each run and the reads and that's kind of, he's out in the forefront of that. But I think it's really helpful.
Couple more for Coach Stefanski.
Kevin, you got so many coaches now, it's almost like a roster. I mean, the NFL has evolved, and yeah. How do you manage? It's almost like you got two teams. You got a team you coach and the team that goes in that room. What's the most important thing that you do for the team in the room? It's just coaches now, because they're almost as big as the team you coach.
Yeah, I like to be surrounded by smart people, so I'm really thrilled that I know there's a couple more people sitting at our table now in our staff room, but I think it's just helpful to have a bunch of smart people around. And you know, looking across the board at the guys that we were able to put together this year, I could tell you that it's made my job easier having a bunch of experts in their area, smart people around, because it's a resource for me. Okay. Thank you.